Hello, may I speak to James?
Who's calling?
Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 50 years? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So it's 41 plus then. Yes. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a mason helper, restoration, tile or marble finisher, bricklayers, stone mason, cement mason, tile setter? Yes, sir?
Finisher.
Finisher. Okay.
Yep.
On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journeyman, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or an improver?
Yep.
Last work.
Journeyman.
Last job that you did.
Yep. Journeyman.
Journeyman. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Good for you, sir. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks? Excuse me?
0 weeks.
0 weeks, okay. Great, great for you. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer.
Yes.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Same, okay. Talking about union construction, very well. Let's move on.
Yes.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No, there's not enough.
Not enough. Not enough. All right. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union in any of them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
Thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your help. Thinking of about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through state and local government, through federal government, or privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. That's a fair answer. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there would be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More.
More than okay, more than now. Thank you, sir. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or say about the same?
Get worse.
Get worse. Wow, things are getting tough. All right, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems?
Dust.
Let me finish, man. You might change your mind. Careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have no real safety concerns? So dust and air quality. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. Okay. Moving on quickly. Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like picketing. Have you been involved in any picketing in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
No, thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. In the last 1 month, how often did a local union representative visit the project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay, so that's good. Changing, this one is a little, you know, please help me with this one. Changing subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Internet and social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, or radio. Which one is the main source of news for you, sir? Of the ones TV. I mentioned. Local TV?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I had to place them on an order from the one you use the most to the one you use the least. So after local TV, which one do you use the most? Internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, or radio?
Cable news.
Cable news, all right. And after cable news, would it be internet, friends, print or
yes.
newspapers,
internet.
Or radio?
Internet.
Or social media, great, sir. And after that, friends or neighbors, print and newspapers, or radio?
I don't listen to none of that.
I just need to organize it so we can continue. So which one would you be most likely to use after internet? Print or online newspaper, friends or neighbors to get your news, or radio?
Radio, I guess.
Radio, okay. And after that would be friends and neighbors or the newspapers?
I don't read the newspapers.
So it would be friends and neighbors, I guess? Would that be correct?
I guess.
Very well. Almost done. Then I would get place newspapers on the list that you relied on. That would be the last one. So moving on. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, the environment, foreign policy, education, or something else? Which of those issues are most important to you right now?
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy. Let me see. Yeah, that's important. I know what you mean. I've been watching the news lately a lot. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that all federal elected officials support it?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat important. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't trust either one of them.
Neither.
Okay.
That's a fair answer. Thank you so much. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
I don't know enough to give an answer.
Don't know. Okay, very well. That's a fair answer, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, sir, or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, very well. On the job he has done on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly as well, or just somewhat?
Are we almost done? Because I
almost done, sir.
I mean, I almost got like 30 seconds. I'm getting ready to walk out the door.
Please help me so I can submit your important information you are sharing with me on the economy. Has Joe Biden done a, do you approve or disapprove that Joe Biden has done on the economy?
Disapprove.
And support for labor unions. Approve or disapprove?
Well, I mean, first day in office, he laid a bunch of union people off with the pipeline, so I don't think he did a very good job with that. Coal miners, pipeline.
So would you say you disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat, okay. On healthcare, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done? Healthcare.
Really don't know enough to answer that one.
Don't know. Very well. That's a fair answer. On foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. On immigration, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Very well. Almost done, sir. Just help me a little bit so I can submit your information. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Nope. I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove as well or somewhat
strongly.
Disapprove? Thank you, sir.
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote?
Am I what?
Are you a registered voter? Are you registered to vote? Thank you, sir. And I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
Probably vote chances.
Almost certain. Is that correct? Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
That's for me to know.
All right. So could I say that you're undecided or you would vote for someone else?
That's my business and no one else's. That's why we go into a voting booth.
I know. Just as, in order to finish the survey, should I enter you as undecided or as other?
That's my answer.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the beginning of that.
Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career? Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. Almost done. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. And how would
excellent
you rate the overall
effectiveness?
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
Sure. No, I mean, your opinion is what matters, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service from your point of view, sir? What could they do to improve representation and service? Union.
I think they're doing a good job. Our business agent is very good.
But what could they do to improve?
I don't know. I think he does a good job.
Do you think they are doing a good job? Okay. Any area that they for improvement that you can, mention?
Nope. I can't fault the guy for anything.
Okay. Let me enter that. I think they're doing a good job, and I can think of nothing they can improve on. Would that be a good representation of your expression?
Yep.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Almost done. Thank you, sir. Let me enter that. And What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I guess just trying to keep the members busy.
Okay. I think they should try to get, you mean working, right?
Yeah, keep the guys working.
Okay, I think they should try to keep the members busy. That means working. Okay. Very well. Let's move on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, job site, email, mail, or text?
Just mail.
Mail, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates from the that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I guess a few times.
Four or more times a year? That would that be accurate?
Yep, I guess, yeah.
All right.
Oh, listen,
thank
I
you, sir.
I really got to go.
I mean, only two more questions, and we're done.
I got to stop you. I have people waiting in the car on me.
Just two more questions.
I got to go.
Would you...
I got it.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?